Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, sometimes, like, you have these talents that you didn't really know you had, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of accidentally discover that you're quite good at something. Like when I was younger, and generally, I know you find this hard to believe, but I was quite rubbish at sport. I was always one of the last people, normally the last person to be picked for most things. No, I don't want sympathy. Just saying it the way it is. Mm. And I discovered I was really good at long jump one day. By mistake.
Just walking past a sandpit.
No, we were doing long jump in PE and...
Yeah. You found you had a talent for it.
I was really good at it. Right? It's happened again. Over the festive season,
What's your new talent?
I was back at home in Southampton. Do you know what I'm brilliant at? I never knew until about 4 days ago. Darts.
What?
I'm really good at darts.
Are you?
Yes. I'm really good. I was out with my mate Simon, who likes darts. I don't really care one way or the other before now, but I'm quite good.
Just picked up the arrows and you were away, were you?
Just played darts. I was like, I've never played darts before in my life. I wish I had.
This I have to see at some point.
What's that darts thing on at the moment?
It finished last night.
I could have got in for that.
Maybe you could try and qualify for the next one. Although there is, confusingly, darts has two world championships. So the next one starts on Saturday, I think. And also, I'm not world championship level yet. No, but the television coverage.
It's a pub in Southampton, do you know what I mean?
The television coverage of this darts, because they have lots of time to fill, they get celebrities down to play darts. On the stage, in front of everybody.
No. Last time we did something like this, I ended up on a horse on BBC, on BBC One.
No, you don't have to play darts on a horse. That'd be ridiculous.
Quite good. Yeah, I'm quite good. Don't you have to have like a middle name now?
You have to have a nickname.
Phil the Power.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Phil the Power Taylor.
Yeah.
So, Kevin the Artist Painter.
Is that? I mean,
Wayne Hawaii 501 Mardle.
Wayne what?
Hawaii 501 Mardle.
Is it a prerequisite? You do have to have a middle name.
Yeah,
like
you need a middle nickname. I can.
Robert.
I've, what?
Robert. That's my middle name. Robert Mills.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, you know, before Christmas, we were talking about this girl called Eileen that's been posting some scary songs about me, making these songs on YouTube. She's just sent in a new one. She doesn't stop, does she? She is now my new stalker.
No rest over Christmas for her.
She's done. The other Pigeon Detectives track. Would you like to hear a little bit of it now?
Yeah.
She is quite scaring me now.
I'll never take it back. I'll never take it back. Your gayish flair is so divine. I love Scotty. Oh, I love Scotty. Oh, I love Scotty. I'm not sorry. I'll never take it back. I'll never take it back. Your gayish flair is so divine. I love Scotty. Oh,
it's like the fourth or fifth song she's done for me now.
She sounds quite angry.
Yeah, she does.
Are you asking her to
Didn't
take...
Didn't she threaten to kill me in one of the others?
I don't know. But it sounds like you're asking her to take you back.
I certainly didn't
do
that.
The way you talk, it sounds so ache. It makes me drool until I ache. I know my brain's gone. I've known all along. Your gayish flair is...
Right, leave it with the gayish flair, love.
She's obsessed.
I know.
She's going to be waiting outside my house when I go home, isn't she?
I've known all along.
Okay, Eileen, stop. You're scaring me now.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Now, if I'm going to start taking this darts thing seriously, because I'm good, right? Don't I have to, like, drink beer and stuff?
Yeah, well, it would help, but... Right.
And don't you have to have a fat wife that turns up and watches you?
No, I think I find that some darts players' wives are very glamorous nowadays.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm just reading.
Although there was a brilliant shot in the crowd over there, because you know how everybody holds up, they have all these banners to hold up now. And there was an incredibly large woman who maybe wasn't the most attractive on one of the days I was watching darts, and she held up a sign that says, "Don't you wish your girlfriend watched darts like me?"
I need one of them. I'm just reading about Kirk Shepherd.
Yes.
Who is new face of darts, by the looks of it, until I come along. 21-year-old. And they've got 20 great things you didn't know about Britain's martial dartist in Daily Star today. They're not really great things, though, to be honest.
Like what?
Kirk lives at home with Mum Debbie and Dad Keith.
Yeah.
Right? That's not that great, is it? Oh, here's one. He drinks Stella. His favourite meal is chicken vindaloo. He likes The Office, and his sporting hero is Eric Cantona.
Cantona.
Cantona. See? Once again, me and Kirk, very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
You don't see many darts players with a glass of white wine in their hand, do you?
Could be your unique selling point.
That's the last time you watched darts and they had a glass of Pinot Grigio on the go. Doesn't happen, does it? Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So I was saying that I discovered I was good at darts over Christmas, right? I had Laura off our show round on New Year's Eve.
What, to aim at?
What? No, not to aim at.
Right.
I'm moving on now from darts, right?
Oh, okay.
You can stand there, Laura. 180. No, I had him round, Laura and James, her boyfriend,
right,
who, of course, she won in a competition.
Came fourth.
Yeah. And James has discovered that he's also really good at something, and that is impressions. Have you ever heard Laura's boyfriend do an impression? Oh, my God.
Better than yours?
No. Yeah.
Wow.
No, he thinks he's really good.
Oh, no.
But you know, like, in your head, you hear it coming out, and you think, yeah, I'm quite good at that. Not at all. He was doing Heidi off the Sugar Babes and George Bush.
Interesting.
Badly. No, not being horrible to James, but he does think he's really good at impressions. Oh. And this kept us going for at least 2 hours.
Till Big Ben.
Till Big Ben.
You've got to fill the time, haven't you?
See, people who think they're good at impressions generally aren't.
Mm. Whereas you're quite unassuming about it, aren't you?
I don't
it's
like
me
to
that
talk
always gives
it.
You the praise for your impressions.
Right, I'd like you to text me on 81199 if you do what you think is a brilliant impression, right? I mean, you know, feel free to prove me wrong, but I'm thinking that about 90% of people who we get on will be really bad, but think they're really good.
Definitely without
do you want to hear my so-and-so impression? Right, 81199, and we'll be the judges on whether it's any good or not. We're going to get some really bad ones. You know, prove me wrong.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right. As expected, Flirt Divert Line has been super busy between Christmas and New Year. We've cleared down the answer phone today. Did you hand Flirt Divert number out when you were out on New Year? I think a few people have. Unbelievably, some people still don't have this number in their phone. Come on, people, get with it. We've been doing it for ages now. 0770-774-914. The idea is someone you don't fancy asks for your phone number, you give them Flirt Divert instead. They leave a message, we all laugh. Oh. Right, I'm a little bit worried about this person because I think they may have had some kind of accident whilst leaving this message.
Hello?
That's
it. See ya.
Listen again.
Hello?
Oh, it sounds quite painful.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I like this one.
Oh, hi. I know we got off to a bad start last night, but I think, and you said you weren't gay, but I think you'd like it if you tried. Okay, but if you don't have to, no pressure, you know. Yeah, pressure.
Try it. You might like it.
Sounds like he was straining all the way.
And you said you weren't gay, but I think you'd like it if you tried.
Podcast. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Who's that?
Catherine from Plenetley.
Hi, Catherine, you're right?
Yes, yeah.
First day back today, is it?
Yeah, I'm dreading it.
Rubbish. Okay, who do you do?
I think I do Janice from Friends. My mother thinks it's okay.
Janice from Friends. Another show that I only got into quite recently.
Oh, it's fab.
Apparently it's been on for years. Is
yeah,
it finished now?
It finished about 3 years ago.
Oh, is it?
It was on for 10, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You're well behind.
Yeah, I'm not up to date, really, with that kind of thing.
Obviously.
I've only just got into Shameless in the last 6 months.
I'm not into that.
Okay, Janice, go on then.
Oh, my God.
Is that all you have to offer?
Well, that's what she says, and that's all she really says when she bumps into Chandler, so...
Right.
Chandler Bing?
Can you do Chandler?
No, not really.
So your repertoire is only Janice or Friends?
I could probably do it if I was a little bit, you know, tipsy, but I'm not going to attempt it now, really.
No, I wouldn't if I was you. Like I say, end on a high.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I love you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, love you too. Happy New Year. Bye.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that, please?
It's Barry.
Hiya. Where are you today?
I'm driving to work in Kent.
First day back, is it?
Yeah.
Rubbish. How can I help?
It was just Andy Fordham now drinks white wine spritzers.
Who's Andy Fordham?
He's a big darts player.
Right. And he drinks white wine spritzers?
Yeah, he used to drink about 18 to 20 bottles of beer a day.
Yeah.
But because he was gaining too much weight, the doctors told him to drink white wine spritzers instead.
See, I'd be all right, wouldn't I?
Yeah. So you and Andy the Viking Fordham.
Yeah. White wine spritzer, please, barman. Andy gets 180, and now Mills... 4.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Are you all right?
No, well, I'm okay. I'm just not, you
don't
know.
Seem to... I mean, you're in an okay mood. I thought it'd be worse.
I'm not miserable.
No.
But I've found that I haven't had a lot of ho-ho-ho over Christmas.
You're saying nothing's been making you laugh much recently.
Not really, no. The Christmas telly's been appalling. I haven't found anything that's made me laugh at all. Mm. I've just watched The Dart, which has made me smile, but not belly laugh.
Right.
Not even the green grass of home was funny.
Not even the Christmas episode of that?
No. Because that's normally
a guaranteed belly laugh.
Oh, it's normally hilarious, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
But no, nothing. No, extras, none, nothing really.
Extras didn't make you laugh?
No.
Right. Should we play Make Chappers Laugh on Radio 1? This should do it.
That nearly did make me laugh, actually. Right.
What the hell happened to you on the last day of Scott Mills Gold?
I was ill.
Week? Right.
I was genuinely ill and puking and everything.
Okay. So, the next person you phone, obviously, is Westwood, isn't it?
Apparently so, yeah.
Right, if this doesn't make you laugh, then seriously, you've lost your sense of humour.
Okay.
Okay? Here's the show that you were supposed to be doing last week, hosted by Westwood.
It's Scott Mills' Goal on a Friday with me, Westwood. Scott Mills is on a holiday, Chappers is ill, and I was the guy who answered the phone. It's the best bits of Scott Mills' show for the last 12 months. Show really should be about 5 minutes long, but it's 3 hours of car crash radio. We're going to do it up real big. A record I shouldn't really introduce. It's Take That, Rule the World. It's the end of my career. Let's go, baby. What?
You lie.
Drop the bomb, Mickey.
The skies up above.
Classic material for a Friday.
Did this actually happen on the radio?
Oh, man. What is this record? Take it easy out there.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Don't close your eyes.
Is this the first time?
God.
Don't fade away. Don't fade away.
I'm fading away right now. Let's ride out.
Yeah, you and me, we could ride on a star.
Seriously?
No, he's being disrespectful to take that.
No offence, Westwood, but... Is that the only... Like, is he the only person that answered his phone, obviously?
I'm not responsible for rotoring over Christmas, I don't know.
Did you send, like, a round-robin text to all the other DJs going, by the way, I'm ill, expect a call? Greg had switched off his phone.
That's probably... I have everybody but Westwood in my phone.
I want to shout out my man Matt on the A12. He texted saying the drive from London to Lowestoft is a little bit easier now. And I just want to tell you, man, I was born in Lowestoft. That's right, the mean streets of Lowestoft. I'm from the Lowestoft hood. Exactly. Corton Road, baby. That's what I represent.
Anyway, thanks for being ill last week.
Give other people
Westwood,
a chance.
A.K.A. Mr. Hot Forever.
Hey? That's what you need to do more of. Chappers, Mr. Hot Forever.
podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, mate, it's John.
Hi, John, where are you today?
I'm in Hertfordshire, mate.
Happy New Year.
And to you, sir.
Who do you do?
Apparently I'm told I do a good Jimmy Carr impression.
You're told you do a good Jimmy Carr?
I'm told, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, this should be good. I just phoned Tracy in Kidderminster, who apparently does a mean impression of Dev from Coronation Street, but surprisingly, she didn't want to come on.
Oh, I was really looking forward to hear it. That's my favourite one that's come in on the text.
Me too. Tracy in Kidderminster doing Dev would have been brilliant, but she bottled it. She didn't want to do it. Right, so Jimmy Carr then.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I listen to Radio 1 with Scott Mills.
Any more?
Hi, I'm Jimmy Carr, and whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to Radio 1 and Scott Mills.
Do you do any jokes?
No, I don't know any good ones.
Right. Mm. Okay, so you don't do any of Jimmy's jokes, you just do his voice.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst.
It can't be that bad.
No, it's all right, yeah.
You're just kind of talking fast, aren't you?
It sounds just like you, but talking a bit faster.
That's what Jimmy Carr does.
What, talks like you, but faster?
No, talk really fast.
He does, yeah, but yeah, it was all right, yeah, no, everyone's proved me wrong. It is only Laura's boyfriend that can't do impressions that thinks he's brilliant. Do you do anyone else?
Lloyd Grossman.
Lloyd Grossman.
Okay.
Well, we've deliberated, cogitated, and digested, and we've come to our decision.
I think that's better than the Jimmy Carr.
Can you do Dev off Coronation Street?
I don't watch Coronation Street.
Oh, you can't then, really, can you? No.
That's the one. If she went down, I want somebody else to do
Dev. So I want Dev. Preferably a girl. Would be good. 8199. I love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Loads of people are saying, is that Louis Walsh on Flirt Divert?
And you said you weren't gay, but I think you'd like it if you tried.
Does anything like Louis Walsh?
And you said you weren't gay, but I think you'd like it if you tried.
Chris, I liked it.
That's Louis Walsh.
Chris, I liked it.
And you said you weren't gay, but I think you'd like it if you tried.
Chris, I liked it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
If you weren't listening earlier, in the last hour, I was mentioning that over the Christmas period, I've discovered by mistake that I'm good at darts. You have to have a middle name, don't you? Like Phil the Power Taylor.
Yeah, some kind of, yeah.
At the moment, I'm Scott Robert Mills.
Robert Mills.
Because that is my middle name. Don't you have to have, like, a song to, mm-hmm. to enter with as well?
Yeah.
Like some music on your entrance?
Yeah, they kind of... they can, like, over the past week, you know, Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot.
And they always have music.
From Rocky. Yeah, you have to have music to go into.
Right. I've got, has someone used this already? They must do. Someone must use this.
Yeah, I think somebody has done. I can't remember
now,
every darts player's entrance.
In the red corner. Did I say that?
No, not the red
Scott
corner, no.
Robert Mills!
Yeah. Then you walk on.
With everybody's, my fat wife?
Normally with a busty glamour model. Clothed. High five everybody as you go up onto the stage.
Do you have to have a busty blonde with you as well?
They provide that.
Do they? Good.
Well, they did at this one, yeah. Then you go on stage, shake hands with everybody, give the busty blonde a kiss.
And this music's on.
This music's on. Yeah. It stops. And then you start throwing your arrows.
At the board.
Well, it would help, yeah. Not at the busty blonde.
There won't be anyone standing near the board if I did this, would there?
There's three people. There's
what, right near it?
Yeah,
that could be a problem.
Marker on either side and the scorer.
Can't they stand behind?
No, they need to stand near. Do you want them to move away slightly?
Yeah. What about this for my entrance? But no one's got this one, have they? Scott Robert Mills!
With you chasing the busty blonde.
Yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one, isn't it? Imagine it. Where is it, the next one? Is it Lakeside?
At the Lakeside, yeah. Start
Scott
Saturday.
Robert Mills. What about this? High five.
Oh.
All right, my darling, stand behind me if you would. I'm about to throw some arrows.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it, everyone's texting and going, I can do a great impression of, which means they'll be rubbish. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Paul Edwards.
Seriously, can you maybe enter the studio at some point, chappers, without making a flipping massive noise?
I might stand for the rest.
Go on, clunking your way in. Sorry. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Scott.
Who do you do?
Well, I think I do Westwood rather well.
Are you the one that sent a text going, I do a great Westwood?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Do you need to get into character at all?
I think we should just get straight into it, Scott.
Go for it, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Exactly! You're riding with the big dog, the kingpin! It's 2008 and everything's gold, baby!
That was alright.
Yes, that's not bad, actually.
Thank you very much.
Kind of proved me wrong.
Can I do Mr. Burns and Smithers as well?
Oh, you're one of
You've got
people.
A whole act here, haven't
you?
Yeah.
Just like you chappers.
I bet you're great at parties.
I'm usually in the kitchen, Scott.
Go on, then.
The preparations for your birthday have begun, sir. I won't get what I want. Nobody ever does. Happy birthday.
I need to stop you there, because that's rubbish.
Happy New Year, Scott.
I love you.
Love you.
See, I don't even know who that is, because like, I'm the only person in the world that doesn't watch The Simpsons.
I know who it was, but he was just kind of whispering. It wasn't.
It wasn't very good.
The Westwood one was good.
Yeah, it
was. Although he was just shouting.
He should have just left it there, really, shouldn't he? I mean, move on to...
End on a high.
Yeah,
end on a high. Leave them wanting more.
But he didn't. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, also, listen to this one. Right, you know some people, they call Flirt Divert and they try and impress the ladies with their rapping skills, right? Now, this one sounds like... He's with his mum or something. He's got some company because he wants to do it really quite quietly.
Well gone, sweet beating, murder muffin, coming on fresh like a wagga wagga. Hear me now. Yeah, get me, call me, baby. Yeah.
With my mum at the moment. And let us know if you met this girl. Did you meet her and give her the Flirt Divert number? Some random New Year's Eve messages coming in.
It's me from last night. I really enjoyed last night, but all I can think about is licking your feet. Please, please, please call me back on 9. Bye.
Now, that accent, you know when she read out the phone number, she went, "Ear." Where's that from?
Hull.
Hull, there we are. Hull. A little bit of licking the face in Hull, don't
they? All I can think about is licking your feet.
No.
She says feet, doesn't she?
But all I can think about is licking your feet.
It might be face, it might be feet.
Ooh.
Oh, that's worse. Oh.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I think I found the tune to walk onto when I play darts.
What?
I'm quite good at it. So I'm at Lakeside, right?
Yeah.
Busty Blonde by my side.
Yeah.
Ready to walk on, to throw some arrows. Here's my entrance music.
Let's go, girls.
Walking up to the, what's it called? Stage?
Hockey.
I'm going out tonight.
You like that one?
I do like that one, yeah. Maybe you could wear the all-in-one leopard skin cat suit that she wears in the video.
This one's still better, I think. As I run on with a busty blonde.
That's the one.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, we're not getting off the radio today until we get a girl on who does a good impression of Dev from Coronation Street. Right,
Sarah Cox. I can't believe there's
Sarah Cox can wait.
Maybe Coxie does one.
I'd like that a lot. Hello, Radio 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that, please?
My name is Kieran Parkash.
And you sound, you sound confident. You sound like you're good.
Yeah, I'm just posh, mate.
Now, you're not a girl and you can't do Dev, but who do you do?
I can do loads of teachers from school, but better not, because I might get trouble.
Well, we don't know who they are, so that's not much fun.
It'd be difficult to judge that one.
Yeah.
I can do Yoda, Jose Mourinho, Sven, you name it, I'll try to do it.
What would you like, chappers?
I'd like your Jose Mourinho.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Well, I think my team played quite well, but if you got a problem, you mess with the Russian mafia. But Jose, you're Italian. Yes. I better go.
Any good chappers? I don't know who he is. I do know who he is.
Yeah, he's not French.
He's not French?
No.
Right. Don't you do Chris Moyles as well?
Not very well, but I'll try.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
Alice, good morning. Chris Moyles here at 6:30. Thank you to Greg James.
That's just like him.
That's the best one we've had.
That is the best one. I'm loving your work, thank you.
Keep going with that one.
Yeah, that's the one to go for.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya.
Hiya, who are you?
I'm Kerry from Lowestoft.
Please tell me you're a girl that does Dev from Coronation Street.
No, but I'm a girl that does Johnny Vegas.
Johnny Vegas?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, that could be as good. Keep listening to Radio 1. It's 9:10. Okay, go whenever you're ready.
That was my impression. That's all I do.
I don't think that's going to win the award.
No. Once more for us.
Monkey!
That's brilliant. Keep going with that one.
I will.
You can build a whole act on a whole act. Radio 1
Podcast. We have not got a girl on doing an impression of flipping Dev from Coronation Street. How hard can it be?
We've had an hour and a half of pleading.
Actual pleading. Nothing. Morning, Coxie. You all right? Hiya.
Hello, love.
You can't, please tell me you can do one.
Well, I just know
you're
that
a girl.
He talks long, doesn't he?
He does talk long.
Steve. There
we are. We got one. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.